Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. After N Word, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Ms. Drama, and of course, we want to hear from y'all, so if you want to call us up, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435, and I know some of y'all are too shy to call in, so if you want to email us, I mean, especially Ms. Drama, she wants all the male thong shots. You can email her at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Type one.
So once again, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, email us at smoothdrama.com. And speaking on that, of course, we want to always start the show off with the things that crazy people do. Starting with my homie Paul Bennett, who was convicted after he had sex with a mailbox. So he walked over to the mailbox and, you know, according to witnesses, he started making sexual advances toward it. I don't know what a sexual advance is toward a mailbox.
I don't even. So how did they recognize it?
Yeah.
It's like a setup.
He rubbed himself against it while holding his hands in the air. And he kept shouting, "Wow." And then he pulled up his pants and started swinging on the light of a lamppost.
Okay. I'm confused.
What's confusing about it?
Because doesn't there have to be like, so this just sounds like lewd and lascivious behavior.
Something like that.
Right, you have to like actually have a complaint for like anything above and beyond that, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like you walk outside and you see your neighbor at the mailbox and he's like humping and he's like, "Wow, woo!"
Is it his mailbox? Is he in his yard?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it really matters what mailbox it is. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to see that. I might have shot him in the ass with my BB gun. Like, stop that. Allegedly, I said that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he did.
If you rub against a mailbox, I don't feel like that's a sexual assault or anything like that. Like I said,
but he had his pants down.
Lewd and lascivious, you know, at best.
Yeah. So he's going to jail for that.
I don't understand how we are wasting taxpayer dollars on these kinds of charges.
I agree.
But, you know, you can shoot my cousin and them down in the street, unarmed and everything, and it's like, just, you know, nothing.
But you can have a mailbox and go to jail?
Oh, yeah. You fuck with a mailbox, it's over.
So you saying a mailbox is more important than the home?
If I were to, you know, follow their line of reasoning.
That is an astute observation.
Hey, well, thank you. I think.
Mike, welcome. Well, now we ain't done now. There's some more things that crazy people do. Now, over in Russia, because it ain't just an American thing, over in Russia, there was this artist who, a attacked the Lenin, who was one of the leaders of the Russian Revolution. He attacked his mausoleum by throwing holy water on it. And shouting out, "Rise up and leave."
Now, I know that man was mad.
I'm like, you know, Lenin's been dead for a long, long time.
That is some anger.
Throwing holy water.
Took it there.
Yes.
He cleansed it.
Yeah. Rise up and leave.
He did it. Shemana Naya.
Very interesting. I mean, I wonder about these folks. They be scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah, they do. I'm glad this one is far away from us.
Oh, no, there's somebody right here in the United States.
Excuse me?
There's somebody right here in the United States. This one is the most amazing yet. There's a woman who... She stole a plasma TV by sticking it up her skirt.
Okay.
Yeah, they...
So, how many inches are we talking?
I don't know. You got to have a lot of ass.
You got to have a lot of something.
I mean, look. You got to have a lot of ass to be able to conceal... A full TV.
A whole plasma TV.
A whole plasma. And you know they ain't making them in 13 inches.
I mean, where was the remote?
I'm thinking she probably got one of them remotes from CVS.
The Universal?
Yeah.
I mean, she a thug in a skirt. A thug in a damn skirt. That's it.
Stealing TVs. I mean, she got some crazy suction too, because she can hold that TV and walk.
Right, them legs. Woo.
Yeah.
She in the wrong profession. She needs to be on a pole or something.
I don't know. With all that ass, I don't know if she can stay on the pole.
That's all she don't need to. If she got out of that, she stay on the stage. That's it.
True. Yeah, because I guess there's a video showing her doing it.
Okay, so it was from like. Was it in a box? It was a straight TV? Like, I got questions now.
Yeah. I guess she took one of the floor models.
There you go.
Yeah, she's gangster with
it. Yeah, she's a thug in a skirt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
She can't come to my house.
No. Because you don't know what the hell is missing.
Hell yeah, if you're stealing the TV, you could steal anything.
One of the guys said, yeah, she must be a pro or have very thick thighs.
Both?
Yeah.
A and B?
Yeah.
She the truth. So had it not been for the security camera, she would have gotten away, right?
No, she got away.
Oh, they didn't know until after they seen the tape?
Yeah, they're trying to find her.
I am weak.
Yeah, they're trying to find her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They're not going to find her.
No. I mean,
okay.
She's smart. She would never go back.
Go back to that, yeah.
But, you know, some people are kind of stupid. So, we'll see.
Kinda. That was nice of you to say that they're kind of stupid.
You know, if you get away... It's like that OJ thing. You know, you're the only black guy to get away with killing white people.
What? A double murder.
Right. And you mean you're doing stupid stuff like writing a book.
I want my stuff back.
Right. Writing a book, if I did do it. Stuff like, I mean, it's like, look, you're supposed to move to Jamaica and just be happy.
And never talk about it again. It's not even a discussion.
Exactly. But I do have a discussion for you. You know, I found out something that was disturbing about Pete Tom, and so I'm just going to ask you what you're wearing.
That's a trick question.
I'm saying, what you wearing? Because according to some information that I got, there are over 73,000 webcams that are open to peeping toms. So technically, if you like on your laptop or whatnot, you got a webcam on it, say hi to the people.
Say hey.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So hold on, they hack into your webcam?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's sort of like that urban myth that they say about the cable companies that say they can see into your room through your box.
Oh Lord, they probably can.
Yep.
They probably can, and that's so disturbing.
Sex tape.
So peeping Tom is like viral now. Like you don't even have to go window to window; it's just viral.
Yeah, I mean, if you can access somebody's network and turn on their webcam, bam.
Wow. Well, they're not. They're making it easy for them now.
No, I mean, you got to have skills for that. I mean, for example, there was this quote-unquote sextortionist who hacked into this Team USA's computer camera and took pictures of her and tried to get money in exchange for not distributing the pictures.
Mm.
He got like 18 months behind bars.
Wow.
You know, so there's a little market out there for it.
So that makes it like... They're going to do it. I mean, it might take some skills, but criminals are smart.
Some of them. I mean, damn. Obviously, your cyber criminals are smart.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so that's why I say, you know, if you're sitting over there, time to reveal, you might want to cover up.
Okay, great advice.
Just as a suggestion.
Okay, but you just started off wrong, I guess. Because you could have just made that statement, not, what are you wearing?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, you know.
It's a question.
It's a question.
I mean, I didn't get on here like DJ Late Night Squirrel and throw on the music.
Okay.
I didn't do all that.
I digress.
No, I'm digressing, so... Yeah. So you might want to cover that up, you know, put a piece of tape and paper.
But you know what? Like confession.
Uh oh. not the drama confession. Go.
But you know what I'm saying? Like I think I don't mind. Like I don't know if I've ever been peeped on. But I'm not sure if I mind.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're out there listening, this drama is like, look.
No. I don't mind.
That's kind of what you just said. I don't mind.
I said, I don't know if I mind. I might not mind.
Okay. That's kind of the same thing. It's like the cousin of I don't mind. Yeah, it's third cousin from West Virginia.
Okay.
Trying to holler.
Kevin Gates.
That's right.
That's craziness.
Yeah, that's...
That he's having sex with his cousin and doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, but how many times have we heard that before?
Not like that, you know.
What? I'm trying to think of... Elvis Costello, one of them old school guys, he was married to his 15-year-old cousin or something like that.
Okay, now back then, some stuff that I really can't recall. Yeah, I mean, I get it. They did a lot of, you know, sideways stuff. But here and now, in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? A young black rap artist said that, and for you to, like, condone that, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's retarded.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree 500%.
Yeah. I just lost a lot of respect for him. This is like...
Well...
I still love his music, though.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go old school Chino XL to have lost respect. I would have had to have respect for you at one time.
Got hit it.
You know, I mean, that's kind of like Marla Station. I'm just saying.
But yeah.
We not gonna go there. As a matter of fact, we gonna go on break.
Right.
Stop talking about that. I gotta go. I'm just gonna do this. I'm gonna big up the homies. This to you. You know, y'all might want to give me a call. Come back on the show. This to you. The drive. Drive off their new album coming up, Aurora. And if you want to holler at us, once again, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. And I got a money-making proposition for you.
Yes.
All right. Check this out. Australia says they need, like, $785 million to protect their Great Barrier Reef from pollution. And I'm saying that me and you could do that for, like, 10.
What?
We can protect. We can protect the Great Barrier Reef in Australia for, like, way less than what they... Because scientists are calling for $785 million. I'm saying me and you can... Protect it.
How are we going to protect it?
We just get out there, we on our ship, and we collect the trash.
Oh, I thought it was Mother Nature's job to protect it.
Well, I mean, you know, people is kind of dropping their trash. I'm saying that what we can do, not only will we pick up the trash, but we will shoot anybody who is trying to drop trash. I mean, we see you drop some trash in the water by the Great Reef, you shoot
you. I don't know. I can supervise.
I'm saying.
I don't know about a barrier reef.
I mean, we talking about millions of dollars, so you not down?
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, let's go. Come on. We don't do it.
we don't need $785 million. If you want to give it to us, we'll take it.
I mean, you know, we'll take it. We'll do it for, you know, a little bit less.
Yeah. I mean, we'll undercut all the fish. $10 million. Bam.
So with that type of money, they must be trying to, like, get the National Guard to protect it or something.
I don't know what the hell they're talking. He's putting out these numbers.
Them some big numbers.
Yeah, that's a nice little number. I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Again,
I'm saying.
Australia got that much money to waste?
Hey, I'll protect the hell out of that reef.
I would, too.
I dare you to get near this reef. I dare you.
So who's been protecting this so far? Nobody? Is this unprotected?
Obviously.
Wow. Yeah. The audacity.
Yeah, I know. And see, we won't tell the world that we here at Smooth Diamond, we care about the environment.
We give a fuck.
Yes, we are totally green. We will take them greenbacks.
We will take that green to keep it green.
Exactly. And,
oh,
and,
man.
And speaking of keeping it green, you know that as some scientists that are asking that we, the citizens of the world, give up some dirt in our respective lands, cities, whatnot, because there could be some antibiotics in the dirt. So, if you want, pulling up to your crib, you got a little dirt there, you want to be green, help them out, dig up some of that dirt, put it in the jar, send it in to the scientists over at Rockefeller University.
To get some dirt from everybody?
Yep. They want to check dirt from every country in the world.
For antibiotics?
Yep.
So they... Alright. They making antibiotics? They're looking for antibiotics?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I'm fucking confused. Why they want the dirt?
They say there's discovery of potential new antibiotics in the soil.
Are they fucking serious?
Yep. They're very serious.
That I don't get it. All right, well, I'm going to send them some dirt.
Yeah, me too.
I'll send it. No problem.
Yeah, you know. This is all part of it. I'm always attacking these stupid studies that they have.
But I mean, yeah. But why they got all this money and time to waste on this stuff?
Because people give them money.
They fully fund it. That's cool.
Fully funded. We got into the wrong business. We should have been scientists.
You sure right. Well, I wouldn't be willing to waste all my time on that. I'm not looking at no dirt.
Hey, if I got a grant like $2-3 million, I'm looking at dirt all day. Excited.
How you going to sleep at night? You just wasting money. That money could go for something productive.
Yeah, it's going toward my fees to school drama fund. Good. I mean, it wouldn't be going toward this one group of scientists who said that, you know, cancer is like getting it, it's just bad luck.
Yeah, like that. Like that could be going to that.
Yeah.
To cancer research, to AIDS, to a lot of things, I don't know.
But no, I'm talking about there are some scientists who came out and said, you know what, some cancer, it ain't necessarily about smoking or what you eat, it's just bad luck, so don't worry about it.
Oh, so it's the luck of the draw?
That's what they say.
I mean, come on now. That makes no sense.
I agree.
I mean, we should have been some scientists because it seemed like you could just say whatever.
Pretty much.
I'm going to say this, you know. Oh, no, don't worry about that. It's nothing, you know. Lucky to God, don't trip.
Yeah, I've got proof. Look, see? They didn't smoke.
Ooh-wee.
But they may have hung around some people who got that secondhand smoke. But that doesn't count.
Well, okay, it doesn't count. Look at this. So they really don't know. You can do as many ever experiments that you could ever do, countless. Let's say that you do countless experiments, count variables, countless, all of that. They're never going to know anything. It's always going to be ever-changing to them because they don't know. And the conclusion that you come to, you know what I mean, that's not the end all.
Well,
so it's just, they just guessing.
Hey, I got another one for you. In the realm of just guessing, I'm trying to say, hey, stress is a barrier to feeling empathy for strangers. So if you're stressed out, you don't feel sorry for the other people that you don't know. They did a study on that.
That if you stressed out,
yeah,
you don't feel sorry for the other people?
Yep.
Like if I'm stressed and you having a bad day, I don't care.
Pretty much.
Well, I think that's true.
Right. But it wasn't through humans, it was through mice.
That's funny.
Yep.
But you know, like that's like a common sense thing, like.
Yeah, but they did a whole study on that.
That's funny as hell.
You stress out a mouse. I'm trying to figure out how the hell they stressed out that.
How you stress his fucking mouse out, you know what I mean, to come to the conclusion that he don't give a fuck about another stressed mouse.
You know what they probably did? They probably had the mouse in a little white pen with a bunch of cats just walking around. And see if he's worried about the mice over there.
Compared to, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. So I don't get how they doing this. They're just deducing from, I mean, do you remember science class?
I remember one thing from science class.
What?
It's kind of tough.
What?
I had a teacher. He was going to Rebels. So he was like, yeah, how many people love pork chops? Everybody raised their hand. They good. So got a little petri dish, poured some vinegar on the pork chop, and all the worms came out.
What?
Yep.
All right, go again. He did what?
He put a pork chop in the dish and poured some, I believe it was vinegar, on it. And a whole bunch of worms came out.
And that's the only thing you remember.
Yeah, it was kind of traumatizing.
Kinda. That's crazy. So it was like a chemical reaction to the meat and the vinegar that made it, or the meat was really like worm infested?
Well, I mean, that's how you get the psoriasis worm from pork.
Well, see, I don't eat pork.
I don't eat.
Yeah, I gave it up a long time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't deal with pork. But that's the nastiest thing I ever heard.
I agree. That's one of the reasons why it was really easy to give it up.
I mean,
it was like, woo! Anyway, moving on. we gonna go from one piece of swine to another one. New York Police Department Commissioner Bratton called the chokehold bill unnecessary.
Who said that?
Police Commissioner Bratton in New York. He's opposed to a city council bill that would criminalize the use of chokeholds.
Yeah, they need to get that out of there. Yeah,
I'm going to say his words. I think clearly the chokehold bill, which is talking about criminalizing chokehold, is totally inappropriate, totally unnecessary, misguided, and uninformed.
I mean, that it's a start, you know, for them to reform that, but it's a lot of shit that is unnecessary that they do. But he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, they're not choking, they're just shooting.
No, if he doesn't see, exactly, you know what I'm saying? So, like, far from the choking, you know, it's a lot of stuff they need to change, but he's a fucking idiot if he doesn't see not an inch of something inappropriate going on about it. Like, come on now. A chokehold, you're supposed to be able to get up from that. That's supposed to be one of their, like, non-lethal forms of restraint. And it's now lethal.
Well, everything is lethal. I mean, because you overdo it. I mean, because non-lethal could be shooting. When you shot somebody in the leg, they will fall.
Right, but it won't take their life. And that's what they're supposed to do, just, like, disarm you or, like, disable you or something like that. Not, they're actually shooting to kill in situations where it's not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the homies down in Florida. You know, they're using the Miami Beach police officers. They use a mug shot of
I know, right? That was so sad when I heard that, and then I heard, like, somebody made, like, a really good point, like, well, they practicing it, that's why they getting it so perfect, like,
right.
You practicing shooting, you know what I mean, at that particular target, you know what I'm saying, that's so, that's just crazy.
That's a mentality.
And that is just really, really crazy, because it's once they put that uniform on, though. Like, even them standing, they could not stand alone and stand for what they feel like they stand for when they behind that badge. It would be a totally different situation.
Yeah. But that's the reason why they have.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I won't say all of them, because obviously there are some good ones, but then the bad ones are the ones we always hear about.
Right.
So, it is what it is. It's just, not that I'm shocked, not that that would be Florida exclusive, but the fact that Florida has a montage of mug shots that they shoot at for target practice.
Right. And they all, you know, I don't get it. Like,
well, I mean, it's real easy to understand and see. I mean, it's just, like I always say, I don't understand why people are shocked. I'm always like, why are y'all shocked?
It's shocking. It's still shocking. You can imagine the worst thing ever. But when it actually, like, plays itself out, you're still going to be shocked.
Okay.
It is shocking, like, the people that you have the audacity to do this. That, you know what I'm saying, that this is actually really still live and in effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I mean, I really don't get why you so desensitized to it.
I'm not desensitized.
It kind of seems as if you are.
Well, what I'm saying is it's not a shock to me that it happens, and I'm sad that it happens.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked that there are no repercussions. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
shocked by that, because that's the norm. I mean, because people always think, oh, yeah, it's better now. And it's not. It's the same. I mean, aside from the fact that you're not an abject slave anymore.
I mean, not in the truest form of one, but we are in just a different form to where, you know, it's still slavery.
Yeah, it's a mental slavery, you know, but... I mean, as far as get out of line, get shot, whatnot, that's always happened. And you get blamed for something that you didn't do and get in trouble. That's what's always happened.
Yeah, it's always, I guess.
So, I mean,
I'm just more aware of everything because of my son.
Well, yeah, I mean, people look at things differently when they have a personal vested interest in that area. I mean, I have a son too, and so, you know, you think about that all the time. Like, doesn't matter, not a criminal, not committing any crime. Just innocent walk down the street can be killed just because, and get away with it just because, and folks get mad because you want to value your life. I mean, we say it over and over again. I mean, that's what happens. Folks is mad because you want to value your life. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is another quote unquote Solidarity Day, where everybody's supposed to wear black in solidarity for Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I support that. But, I mean, it's fundamental change that's got to happen in the minds of the people that are doing the shoot. Because all this other stuff means nothing if the shooters don't get it. Because the problem ain't us. It's the shooters. They're doing the killing. But it's neither here nor there. And on that note, I think we need a break.
We need a break. We deserve it.
Yeah, we starting to get all the pressure. So, A Life in the Day.
I said one for the titty, two for the booty. Come on, Prince Paul, and do your duty.
Type of game.
Oh, well, they playing it up in Montreal. There's a Montreal theater company who was facing a little criticism because they was using an actor in blackface to portray a black Canadian hockey player, P.K. Subban.
And so they just blackfaced him.
Yeah, it's like, because I'm guessing in Canada there are no black people who can act.
Not one.
Not one.
They couldn't even import one. It's just done.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Whatever works.
Yep.
Who they getting heat from? PETA?
Oh, well, PETA only cares about animals. They don't care.
I know.
They got heat from the Diversite Artistique Montreal, who penned the letter condemning the performance and others like it.
Oh, there are others?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that blackface, a lot of folks still doing that stuff. They do it. They, matter of fact, it's the, in Norway, it's the festival, the Santa Claus Festival. Whereas a bunch of Santa Clauses and the blackface guy, Santa's helper.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that.
Yep. It's one of them things that they do.
Yeah. Well, they just want to be like us so bad.
No, that was happening. That Santa Claus thing has been happening since like the dawn of time.
And they've been wanting to be like us since the dawn of time.
Yeah, he's the black satanic helper. It's one of them deals.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about Santa Claus. We gonna talk about this Montreal theater company tripping on the mic in the black face.
Well, I mean, it's all stupid, especially if they just. If it dates back so much, it's all the same thing.
Like
I guess, what is that, pagan?
Well, you can pretty much, but you can just hire a black man to play the part,
or just not do it at all.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing they didn't want a white guy to play that part. But, yeah. Black guy, it'll be okay.
One day,
you'll realize it's not that bad to have a black guy play a black guy.
No, it's not gonna kill anybody.
Yeah, nobody will die. You know, like if you ever decide.
Unless you shoot him.
Yeah, I mean, like 30 years from now, when you decide to do another Jesus movie, it'll be okay.
What, for the black man to play Jesus?
Yeah. What? It's okay. It's okay. White people, it'll be okay.
They gonna go crazy.
I know, but I'm just saying, it will be okay.
Well, tell them now.
If the movie airs, I promise you, you all won't have a heart attack and die at the same time. I promise. Like, if you do another...
But what if they did? What if they did, though?
Well, then you can say the Raptors came for them.
Blame it on the Raptors. They're not going. They're not getting raptured.
I'm saying. That's the rapture.
That's they rapture.
That's they rapture. If, you know, you can't take him looking the way he's supposed to look.
The way it clearly describes this man.
Yep.
Y'all just gonna make it what y'all want.
Well, I mean, you know, I talked about earlier, you know, the whole Exodus. You might want to, like, make the Egyptians black. Black people will go see the movie if you, like, make them look the way they're supposed to look. Just once. I mean, you've done it twice. You did it in the Bible, Yul Brynner. Now you did it with this Exodus. Didn't quite do that well. So you might want to try one of those, hey, we're going to be authentic.
Yeah, do this one by the book.
Yeah. And see what happens. You might be shocked.
They're not going to do it.
I know.
It's okay. It'll take one of us to do it. Maybe Tyler Perry will do it.
Not going to happen.
Oh, shit.
If he did it and tried to be Jesus' mama.
be married. Cannot be married.
What?
He cannot be the Virgin Mary. I'm not having it.
Okay. Anyway,
that would be so funny.
No, it wouldn't.
That would be. I'm sorry. I would have to go see that.
Yeah, you would have to go see it.
That would be some clowning to like the highest power.
Yeah, I'm thinking though. That might be the last straw. Dinging off the set.
You think so?
Hey, people don't play when it comes to their religion. You remember that?
Yeah. They don't play when it comes to Madea either.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Madea as the Virgin Mary coming through with Jerry near you. Tyler Perry as the Virgin Mary.
Y'all know.
We are not ready for that.
Yeah. I'm not ready for any other movies with him in the dress, but that's just me.
I know, right? That's that Hollywood thing, though.
Well, speaking of Hollywood, I know you heard about all these folks. Oh, Selma's cast was snubbed at the Oscars. We're disappointed.
That who? What? To what?
You know the movie Selma about Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Just came out. Well, they didn't get no Oscar nomination. And I guess black folks in Hollywood, black folks in general are upset.
Because who didn't get it? Oprah.
Nope, nobody from Selma at all.
Well, okay.
I mean, And just like last week we was talking about, you know, you make BS music and get mad because you get BS'd. You get out
right.
BS'd.
Uh-huh.
Now, I ain't saying Selma's a BS movie, but look, you keep asking for your oppressor to love you. Love our movie. Give us a nomination.
A nod to anything.
Yeah. It's like, why? Make a good movie, advertise it, and folks will go see it. Period.
Right.
That whole, you need the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like when you really feel like, I haven't seen the movie yet. I do want to. But, I mean, no black. Did any black actors get nominated?
No.
None. So, for you to be offended because Selma wasn't in it, I mean, there were a lot of other good black movies or movies with black actors and actresses in it that should have gotten a nomination. I feel.
Yeah. I mean, look, that, now there was some what you call, there was some opinions. Now there's one person said, not surprised, an American black typically do not get nominations unless it is a slave movie. Sad but true.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody else said that the movie King, which stars Cicely Tyson and Paul Winfield, was a better movie than this one.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm like, I don't care either way. I mean, I'm going to see it. I don't care whether or not the Oscars say it's good or not. I mean, generally speaking, if it wins an Oscar award, it's normally a terrible movie. At least for me.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, a lot of the movies of the year, you can't watch. You like watch them falling asleep. Like, oh, this is the movie of the year. As you know, it's always something, the sound of the beat catcher.
I mean, because look who, what you capture. I mean, look who's your audience for that. Who's judging it and picking it. It's not, no.
Right. I remember I used to watch Siskel and Ebert, and all the years, there was only like one movie that I ever watched that was picture of the year that was worth me watching.
Right, because it's coming from, yeah, when your opinion don't really count, it don't matter who the hell you get an award to.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. I mean, the part I get about, you know what I'm saying, it's just not fair. You know, nobody's being, like, treated fairly. I mean, I think there were, like, two black nominations, but it was for music. Like, John Legend or somebody, something like that. But it was for music, so that's something that, you know, that's us all the way.
Look, I mean, John Legend put out a great album. I get that, I mean, but the movies, I'm sorry. I mean, a lot of these movies are the same movies over and over again.
Yeah, like how many times are they going to remake Spider-Man?
Right.
Or The Incredible Hulk? Yeah. Or Annie? Or any of this?
The Wedding Ringer. I'm like, didn't Will Smith do that in Hitch?
Yep.
I'm like, so you just go, like, oh, well, this one made $100 million. Let's just do that again. Just starring a different guy.
Yeah, let's set it in a different city.
Yeah. And give it a different name. The Wedding Ringer.
That's it.
Yeah.
Put the hot new actor in there. They just, like, trying to capitalize off of who's hot right now.
Nah, it's me. I can't watch the same movie over and over again. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, when we talk about the politics here, like we have State of the Union tonight. Obama's like, yeah, we're going to do the tax hike for the rich. It's like, that sounds good, but it's not going to happen. I mean, even doing a tax hike on the rich, I mean, is that money going to come down to us?
The tax hike on the rich is going to give us a break on our taxes, like, whereas we're holding, like, middle class is holding the majority, we're losing the majority of our money, you know, to taxes and all of that, so they're just going to make it higher for the rich people so that we get a break for once.
You believe that?
And I think that's a good idea. I think it's a very perfect plan.
You believe that?
I think it's the perfect plan.
No, I mean, you believe it.
Do I believe it's going to happen? Yeah.
You do?
Did I sound convincing? Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, you think Congress is going to vote to give themselves a tax raise?
I mean, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you voting to raise your tax. Probably not going to do it, are you?
I mean, am I going to vote to raise my taxes? No.
Right. And so, I'm thinking Congress and the Senate, they probably doing the same thing. Like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, but you put somebody in a fucked up position like that, what do you expect them to choose? They shouldn't even be the ones that's over it. It should be a whole nother panel of people. You know what I'm saying? That way you don't have to decide on whether you pay more or you don't. You know what I'm saying? If you are in the class to where you make too much money, oops, sorry for you. You know what I mean? But to vote to give yourself a tax break, like, they find that more fitting than the other, like, fuck that.
Okay.
Fuck that.
So, you kind of answered your own question?
Yeah, and they get on my nerves.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. But it was nice you said it. It sounded real good.
I'm saying it's a beautiful thought. Like I said, it's a perfect plan. I mean, he just can't execute it.
Yeah, because they're never going to vote for that.
Right.
Never, ever, ever. Ever, never, ever. Never, ever, 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 never. Just as a thought.
Yeah, they'll never do it. It's just, it's crazy, but it kind of like, because it's all about how you hype people up. And if he, once he puts together things that he's managed to accomplish, and then he throws that on the end, you're like, oh, yeah, that shit can happen. He could do it. And then you lost from there.
Yeah, and on that note, from this trauma, from this FDN word, here's a smooth drama, and that's not going to happen. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth.